sleepwalking, and cliff diving. A guy in Ohio named Lyndon Rigg is recovering from injuries he received after sleepwalking off a cliff. He was camping with buddies in Kentucky when he walked off a 60-foot cliff to a pile of boulders below. Despite some injuries, believe it or not, he is expected to be fine. I called Linda to find out how such a thing is even possible. How in the heck did you sleepwalk off a cliff? I mean, it's crazy. I don't know that I'm even sleepwalking. I'm just dreaming. And not about walking. It could be a million things. But my body gets up and goes for a stroll. I found the cliff and walked right off of it. Why aren't you dead? The doctor said it may have been because I was so relaxed. My body just hit like a soft sponge, kind of like. Is this the first time you've done something so dramatic? Oh, no. One time my wife and I were on a cruise in the Caribbean, whatever. In the middle of the night, I walked off the side of the ship. I woke up on a remote island that had never seen modern man. The locals tried to eat me for dinner. I convinced them I could help them with medicine and Super Bowl tickets. Fascinating. What about here in the States? One time I joined my wife for a trip to New York. She was in fashion and we were there for Fashion Week. She makes these pajamas for dogs. In the early morning, I walked over to Wall Street and started trading stocks and bonds in my sleep. By 9:30 a.m., I had amassed millions in oil, gas, and baseball cards. By 11:30 a.m., I had solved income inequality in America. Really? It was easy. I took the money from the greedy bastards that are hoarding it all and spread it back out to the middle class where it came from. You know, the people doing the actual work in this country, teachers and firemen and such. Sounds simple when you put it that way. One time I fell asleep at a Cubs game. In the middle of the night, I walked up to the batter's box sound asleep. I was facing a 3-2 count when I let go a dinger over the wall at Wrigley. Drove in 3 runs to win the first Cubs National League pennant since forever. I'll bet you were popular in Chicago. Yeah. For 2 years, I drank beer and ate deep dish pizza for free. Then the commissioner of baseball found out what really happened, and he put a stop to it. He said, "You can't play the game of professional baseball sound asleep. It's illegal." Why not? The Cubs have been doing it for years. Folks, that was sleepwalking and cliff diving. Don't forget to comment, like, and subscribe.